This show is very not safe for work. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously. Night Horse Media presents Your Headcanon is Shit, featuring Jenner and Steve-O.
Hi there. Welcome to Your Headcanon is Shit. I'm your host, Jenner, and with me, as always, is my wonderful co-host, Steve-O.
Hey, and it's great because you just introduced the show, even though I've probably already made a nice little introductory intro saying what the show is. But there's nothing better than redundancy in this corporate world.
We'll edit it out. It's fine.
Yeah, you know I'm going to leave it in now that I've made the joke.
Today, we're talking about a fandom that I'm actually a member of. Instead of me doing cursory research on this fandom, I can just know this stuff by heart.
Wait. I know which one you're going to talk about. I know, because I have the study guide right here, Preparing for the Naturalization Test, a Pocket Study Guide to U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services.
That is not... We're not talking about immigration, but yeah.
So what are we talking about then?
We're talking about Fire Emblem today. There was a recent new Fire Emblem game just came out. What was it, like a month-ish ago?
Yeah, like 6 weeks, I think.
Yeah, everybody's been really excited about it. It's a really good game, actually. I've been playing it nonstop pretty much every day. I've beaten all of the routes, so I have all of the opinions.
I've known you for... How many years have I known you for now? I can't even remember.
Oh, it's been seven.
And I think from the time that I met you, you were playing Fire Emblem Awakening.
Yes.
And you had already voiced some very, very strong opinions on it.
I have very strong Fire Emblem Awakening opinions, and I believe Fire Emblem Awakening is the only Fire Emblem you've ever played?
Correct. I tried playing the Game Boy Advanced one. I've got a few missions into that, but not enough to get used to the story or anything impressionable beyond that. But I have played a good bit of Awakening. I'm past the point where, you know, you can recruit the children onto the second continent and whatnot. I'm not done yet, but that's because it's very difficult for me to finish any frickin' games these days.
Yeah, these days we're old and we don't have a lot of time, even me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on a novel, fans of the show, that we don't have. So anyway, Fire Emblem, when I last checked the results for Fix for this series, the Fire Emblem series in its entirety has 20,355 for my last check of Fix on AO3.
I'm going to need you to go back to the beginning of this document because there's a bunch of words typed in all caps and you didn't say them.
Oh, yes.
We got to go by the book here.
Fire Emblem. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Kill me. 20,355 results. That's not bad.
And this is across how many different services? This is fanfiction.net, archive of our own.
Yeah, I just listed all of the games down here. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 games. Woo!
And if I remember correctly, they recently translated, they finished the translation for a game that had never come out in the States.
That's right, Genealogy of the Holy War. There's a big fan translation project for that one. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Genealogy's names are a huge mess, so I've been using AO3's names for genealogy characters.
I'm sorry, I'm shaking my head here because, and I know that we're not supposed to bring it too real here, but Genealogy of the Holy War just sounds like a Fox News title blurb. It hurts!
Genealogy of the Holy War is the one with incest, Steve-O.
Oh, okay, well, I'm on board.
Of course you are.
We live adjacent to West Virginia. I'm familiar with the Amish.
Wow. We're offending the Amish on our nice podcast.
No hate to any Amish people that might be going through the Rumspringa and actually listening to this show for some friggin' reason. We love you.
We love your churned butter and your apple butter and your markets and your horses and you. Yes, you. And your women. Wink. Amish ladies, feel free to email me at yourhatemailisshit@gmail.com.
Amish ladies, get at me. I will dive through your magical forest.
Slide into my DMs, Amish ladies.
You don't think they use those butter churns just for churning butter, do you?
Oh man, they're so powerful. I want a powerful Amish woman to hold me in her arms.
And put the butter churn in you.
Wow. Yes. Okay, so Fire Emblem. I am a fan of the series. I've been playing this series since I was a very little girl. My first game was Blazing Sword. And then I played Binding Blade. And then I played Sacred Stones.
So who got you Blazing Sword, or was it something that you just discovered on your own?
I actually found Blazing Sword in a locker in my elementary school.
You're just like, oh, hey, it's a game. Nobody had. All right, it's mine.
Yeah, I went to visit my first grade teacher when I was young. I think I was 15, 16 at the time. Look, timelines are weird for me. My brain is bad.
Yeah, me too.
But when I went to visit my first grade teacher, we went to look at my old locker, and inside of my locker was Blazing Sword, just laying on the floor of the locker. And I was like, yoink, it's mine now. I'm not a joke. It was delivered to me by angels, I guess. So yes, I've played Shadow Dragon. I've played Echoes. I've played Genealogy a little bit, not all the way. I've played Thracia 776 a little bit, not all the way. I've played Binding Blade all the way through, Blazing Sword all the way through, Sacred Stones all the way through, Path of Radiance all the way through. It's my favorite game in the series. Radiant Dawn all the way through, Awakening all the way through, Fates a little, and then I quit.
How many times did you play Awakening?
Twice.
Okay. I know a lot of people play through it multiple times in order to get specific character traits and abilities passed on, but playing it twice, if you're playing it for the story and doing a lot of the side stuff, that's still a lot of game time to invest.
It is. What I wanted to do is I wanted to play once as female, which was my canon route, and then I wanted to play once again as a male and see how much the dialogue changed and stuff like that, so that's why I played through it twice.
And then you went to Fates, and you were just like, nah, I'm out.
Fates is my least favorite game in the series. I absolutely fucking hate Fates, and it almost killed me. We'll talk about it when we get to Fates. Fire Emblem Heroes, which is a mobile gacha game, which I've played a little bit of. It actually has fix for it. Oh, I should be talking about how many fix are in this game, but I've played Fire Emblem Heroes. I'm not really good at it. There's a lot of mechanics and stuff. And then Fire Emblem Warriors came after that, and it's a dynasty. Wow, let's try this again. Hold on.
A dinosaur warriors game.
It's a dynastory.
Yes.
It's a dynasty warriors style game. God, let's try this one more time. It's a dynasty warriors style game with Fire Emblem characters in it.
You could simplify that by saying it's a Musou game.
It's a Musou game. Thank you. It's got 63 fix, so there's some fix for it. I'm pretty upset that Lyssa and Minerva don't get an S rank in that game. That's fine, whatever. And then the most recent game that just came out is Fire Emblem Three Houses. It's been out for a couple weeks now. It's childsoldiers.rtf. It's a fun game. I've played it too. Like I said, I've beaten all the routes. I'm currently replaying the Blue Lions route to recruit all the characters so that I don't have to, spoilers for Fire Emblem Three Houses, kill my students. Because I like them all. But we're going to talk about that. So let me give you a synopsis of every Fire Emblem game. A country invades another country for reasons. And you play or join the characters that fight to take their country back.
Yes.
That's Fire Emblem.
That is the gist of it. And from the little that I've played, that's very consistent theming. Just the way Final Fantasy constantly has you killing God, this game has you constantly fighting the other. People that are foreign to you in some way.
Yep. Fire Emblem Three Houses actually touches on that idea of the other very well, but I'll be talking. This is going to become a video game review channel, and I'm going to do a long ass review of Fire Emblem Three Houses when we get to Fire Emblem Three Houses.
Oh, wonderful. I wonder if we can get bought out by Machinima and then just get shut down out of spite.
That would be great. Please give me money, Machinima. I want to hang out with the McElroy brothers. You mentioned Final Fantasy. This series isn't like Final Fantasy. You can have a tier list without getting flamed.
It's not like the Mike versus Joel thing for Mystery Science Theater 3000. You're able to do stuff without people immediately saying you have no valid opinions.
Yes, exactly. The fandom for this series is actually really nice. There's a group of really decent, good, kindly people who have good opinions on the surface. And then there's like this mire of Seth and pus and disgustingness that bubbles beneath the surface that we beat down every time they poke their heads up and say something bad. I've cut out games that have remakes and just bottled the remakes into the original game for my tier list, so I think Fates is the worst.
That's actually pretty important to bring up, is that this game series has had a very, very inconsistent release setting in the United States.
Oh, yeah.
I think the first Fire Emblem game translated officially was for the Game Boy Advance.
Yeah, it was the Blazing Sword game. Fans of the series are incredibly passionate, and I consider myself such as well.
Some sort of royalty within the fandom, to be sure.
I doubt that very much, but my opinions are well regarded within the fandom, I say, adjusting my monocle and smoking my cigar. So Fates is actually three games. Fates as a whole is bundled into just Fates, and all three of those games are terrible. There's Birthright, where you play as Hoshido, and then I have to scroll down, and you can hear my scroll wheel, I'm sorry. You play either Birthright, which is the eugenics game.
Yeah, very deftly put. It's the eugenics game.
Fates in general is the eugenics game. You're breeding your characters together. So Hoshido, and then Nor, I think that's Conquest. And then there's Revelation, which is where you pick the third option where you don't side with either group and you beat them up. I don't like it at all. I tried to go through the script both in Japanese and English of this game to fix it. The script of this game is just a nightmare. There's just so much bad about these games that I don't really want to talk about them all that much. And trying to write a good fanfic for this game was not good for me. But ironically, Fates is the game that has the most fix for it. 7,078 fix.
Why?
I guess Fates came after Awakening, and so everyone was like, wow, this series is really fucking awesome, and we love it, and here's a new game in the series, we're gonna buy it. It was basically a cash-in game. That's why they went and did the Pokemon thing with it by releasing three different games, just to rake in as much money as possible. I suspect that that's the main reason. So Fates is the worst, Shadow Dragon is the next worst, Thracia is the next worst after that, then Genealogy, then Radiant Dawn. Radiant Dawn could have been so good. You were mentioning how these games are kind of isolated, but there are several games in the series that are actually sequels that are connected to other games.
I should have said in general.
Yeah, in general, they're isolated games, but like Thracia and Genealogy are both linked to each other. And Binding Blade and Blazing Sword are both linked to each other. And Radiant Dawn and Path of Radiance are both linked to each other. Anyway, Radiant Dawn, ugh. It could have been a good game. It has all of my favorite characters in it. Then Binding Blade. Then Echoes, which is about as good as Awakening. You should try playing Echoes. It's very different, Steve-O.
Okay. It's at like item number 1,742 on the list, because the list is very large, but it's on the list.
You'll get to it eventually.
Oh, yeah.
Then Blazing Sword, which I think is only so high on this list because it was my first one, and so I have a lot of nostalgia for it, and I like to go back and play it sometimes. Then Three Houses, which is a really, really, really good game. It's third on my list of top games because I'm upset at one of the roots, the Church Root. It would have been actually my second favorite game if not for the Church Root. Mad about that Church Root. Sacred Stones is the next one. That's my number two game. I like Sacred Stones a whole lot. All the characters are really good. And then finally, Path of Radiance, which is my very favorite game. So that's my tier list. Feel free to at me at yourhatemailisshit@gmail.com if you don't like my tier list.
Have we gotten any hate mail yet, even though we haven't released an episode?
It's true. So let's talk a bit about this fandom. The interesting thing about Fire Emblem is that it already has this built-in relationship system through its support system. Supports are basically bonds that your units forge together in and out of battle, and it has this effect of giving them minor and sometimes major bonuses when they're standing in proximity to each other. They can have paired endings after the end of the game where they live happily ever after or whatever. And because of the support system in the game, it's had the effect of, it appears to me, largely keeping shipping wars concentrated into characters with canon supports.
Okay.
So that means, usually, unless the characters actually have conversation with one another, they're not going to be shipped together. So you're not going to ship two characters that don't even ever interact with each other. Like, you wouldn't ship Quan and Madeira from Genealogy because they don't even talk to each other. Or, I mean, you could if you want to, but...
If I remember correctly, at least in the games that I've played, you can get very chummy same-sex, but you can't be in a relationship same-sex.
There's only a handful of games now in the series where there are gay relationships. There's only a handful of games in the series where you, the player, actually have an avatar in the game. Usually in these games, you're playing as the Lord, or you're playing as this unnamed tactician that has no bearing in the game. So you're familiar with Awakening, where you get to play as the tactician. The game that first released that kind of character was Mystery of the Emblem.
Okay.
Oof.
You sound exhausted already. I thought you were enthusiastic about this.
I'm really enthusiastic about this series. I've loved this series for a very long time, and I have strong opinions about this series. But yes, this series is very het, because I think two of the games, when you pair characters up, they have children. They won't even allow you to be gay. But there are actually a couple of the games that have canon A rank and S rank pairings between same-sex characters that we'll talk about.
Woohoo! Go gay agenda!
Yes, because I'm all about that gay agenda, so let's get into the ships. Alright, so we're gonna just start in order with Shadow Dragon. Marth Sada is as canon as it gets.
For the people who don't know who Marth is, just like give a little character backstory, I guess.
Oh gosh, Marth is...
Oh, hi, Marth!
Marth is the archetypical Fire Emblem Lord. He's this very noble, earnest, idealistic young boy who trusts his advisors and the people around him and believes in the power of friendship. Sada is very much the same. She's a very sweet, endearing, loving young girl who really believes in her friends and the people she cares about and knows that she can rely on them. She's very motivational, and all of her soldiers love her, and Marth is very much the same way. He commands the love and respect of his units, and
so, very quick interjection. When you say young boy, young girl, this isn't one of those game series where it's like questionable fan service, correct?
Yes, it is.
Oh, geez, that sigh says it all.
But luckily for us in this situation, they're both teenagers. They're like 14, 15, 16 years old.
Ah, so making out behind the bleachers kind of thing.
Yeah, they're like high schoolers.
Okay.
You know, some high schoolers fuck, but we'll not talk about that.
Yes, yes. We make no condemnation nor encouragement to that. You do you. Or in this case, do other people responsibly.
Yes, exactly. Just be responsible about it. You can be like, hey, kids, don't do the nookie.
Well, don't start off a conversation about sex normally with strangers going, hey, kids. But I get what you mean.
Hey, kids, we know that you're horny. And if you want to fuck, do it. But do it responsibly and use protection. That's my advocacy.
There you go.
So anyway, I'm sighing because you're just so much, but it's good. You're a good co-host. I love this.
Look, you have me here to make things more interesting, I think is the acceptable term for that, but yes.
By the way, Marth Sada has 25 fix for it. They are actually the canon get-together couple.
Yeah, but nobody likes the typical.
But, I mean, it's the most popular ship for Shadow Dragon, so I guess 25 people like the typical. This is a political marriage, and they both actually really like each other. So this is like an alliance between two countries kind of thing.
So I am going to look up these characters as you mentioned them, and I'll just chime in on what I can infer from their name, their looks, maybe a little bit of their biography.
Yeah.
You mentioned last episode it would be good if I did some research and some reading. And while I haven't done as much as I'd like to, I can pretend.
Yes. My favorite ship in Shadow Dragon is between Minerva and Pala. I think this ship rolls. It's a WLW ship, which is one of the things I wanted to talk about. WLW means women loving women, and MLM does not mean multi-level marketing. It means men loving men. One of the things that pleases me about Fire Emblem is the amount of WLW ships. I wouldn't say it's an abundance, but it's probably better than a lot of fandoms representation-wise. For a very long time in fanfiction, MLM ships really dominated the sphere. I feel that WLW is finally starting to get some love too, and it pleases me because, you know, I'm all about the WLW and the MLM. So Minerva and Pala have an A rank canon paired ending together. It's gay. They're cute. Minerva is a vengeful elder sister. She's the middle child of Michaelis and Maria. She is a general in the army of Burn, I believe. It's been a while since I've played this game, so you have to forgive me. But she's really cool, and Pala is her retainer. She's one of her knights.
Oh, I like Minerva's look, that fiery red hair.
She rules. She's very good. We could talk about the yikes of lord-retainer relationships, but these two genuinely love each other and would die for each other, and I just stan. They're really good. They're like old lesbians.
Sorry, I'm looking at Bantu, and I'm just like, has anybody paired him with anyone?
Oh, maybe one of these minor background relationships that has six fics for it has him in it.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So like Bantu and Wendell, you know, get it on behind some church somewhere.
You can see how good this game is from the fact that the minor background relationships is the next most popular ship. Feel free to play Shadow Dragon and give it a shot. It's one of the worser games in the series. Not the worst. I rank it pretty low, but I wouldn't say it's your best entry into the series by a long stretch, but it's a Fire Emblem game, and it's got some stuff in it. I don't know. I gotta respect my fandom, right?
Exclusive to Shadow Dragon. Ooh, I like this look of Athena.
Yeah, Athena is really cool. We'll talk about her in Mystery of the Emblem, because she shows up in Mystery of the Emblem.
There's like 9 characters in this game that look like Doctor Doom. Why?
They're the evil characters, and they all are supposed to look like Doctor Doom. They're wearing the masks, and
they're wearing the green cloaks, and have the evil eyes, and look like they're about to offer you candy for discount prices, but it's out of the wrapper, and you don't want to take it. And the candy's actually just their dick covered in chocolate.
Oh, no. Some people actually take that candy, I say, shuddering.
Some people pay extra for that. All right, let's keep rolling then.
So, does Merrick Marth get a lot of love because they're rivals, and like Merrick is like, I will defeat you, Marth, and I'll be better than you and everything, and he's not. I like that rivals and the lovers goodness. That's, I guess, my malice ship for this. I don't know. I just think they have a good dynamic, and I wish they got more love. For me, the rare pair that I'm picking is Drog and Walt. I don't even think they have a support. It's been too long since I've checked the game.
When was the last time you played this game?
It was before I met you, so it's been at least 8 years.
Wow, okay, yeah. There's an idea, just marathon all of the Fire Emblem games. I mean, we'll see you in like another 8 years, probably.
Yeah, it'll be forever. I want to say that the Malice ship is going to be Est and Abel. They're actually a canon ship. Apparently they hook up, and I hate it, so I'm going to make that our Malice ship. I don't like it. Est is one of my favorite characters. The next game in the series is Gaiden/Echoes. I'm just going to be talking about Echoes. Echoes is the remake of Gaiden. Gaiden is a side game where it's like a two-story path, but you play both stories in the same game at the same time. So you follow Alm and Celica and their childhood friends. And Alm is the secret son of the king of one country, and Celica is the daughter of the king from another country. Alm doesn't know that he's the secret son, and Celica, I think, knows that she's the secret daughter. I'm not sure.
Did the game creators just end up watching a lot of American soap operas when designing these stories? Because that's what it sounds like.
I think they drew a lot from, like, fantasy literature, because a lot of the names are references, like Minerva.
Athena, stuff like that.
As we get into Thracia and genealogy, you'll see there's, like, ye old Welsh and such names like that.
And you've got this thing here for the pairing, childhood friends trope.
Yeah, so childhood friends is a trope that I'm not super fond of, but I'm okay with it.
I mean, everybody's had that crush as a kid.
Yeah, I guess. Not me, but sure. You know, they've been friends since childhood, so like they grew up together and they're BFFs, and they've
seen each other naked, but not in a sexual way.
I guess. So yeah, the trope is really popular in Japan, and usually if a pair is childhood friends, they're the OTP. They're destined to be together, and Echoes is no exception to that. You can't really pair anybody with Alm Celica that isn't Alm or Celica. Which, woof.
So that results in a landslide amount of fics.
Yes. So they have 88 fics for them. They're the most popular pairing. I like Celica May. They have a good interaction with each other, but Celica always with Alm, and they are meant to be together, I say, rolling my eyes. In fact, I think there's a thing about him being destined to be like the savior of the world because he's got a brand on his hand. So, yeah, he's a special boy.
Chosen one!
Yeah, he's a chosen one. Chosen ones are fine. Yeah, I'll accept them. The next big pairing with 78 fix is Forsythe and Python. I like Python a lot.
Oh, I like Python because I code in it. Well, oh, you mean the character, not... Okay.
The character Python. You should take a look at Python and tell me, is every archer gay?
God, he is so gay. Just his hand behind his head with the elbow out and his other hand on his waistband, elbow cocked, and that arrow container. What the hell is an arrow container?
Quiver. It's called a quiver.
Yeah, his freaking quiver just dangling out at a seductive angle, and you can just tell he doesn't need to fit into that bodice the way he does. He just wants to.
Yeah.
But yeah, he looks very, very gay.
Yes. Python is this shameless, like, scoundrel character, and I like him a whole lot. He's probably my favorite character in the game. And Forsythe is this really uptight, prissy guy. They have this really good dynamic. You know, usually we talk about, like, the pluses and minuses of each ship. I just love this series so much. I'm just really going to be talking mostly about the good stuff because I don't want to go back.
Oh, no, that's fine. This is your show.
There is a Burkut Rinia that has 70 fix for it. This is kind of twisted because he kills her.
Literally have written here, he immolates her.
Yeah, he throws her into a fire and she becomes a flaming fire witch monster boss that you have to fight.
Oof.
So that he can be possessed by the evil spirit of Duma or something like that. He does like a dark ritual.
That kind of sucks.
But they're engaged, and he seems like a nice enough guy, I say, with, like, gritted teeth, because not at all. He seems like absolute scum. He hates the poor. It's one of, like, the plots in this game is hating the poor.
Mm-hmm.
Him and his commanding officer both hate the poor, and I forget what his commanding officer's name is because he's not important and I hate him. He can die in a fire, and in fact, he doesn't. Rinia does. Still. So it's kind of fucked up. I'm guessing a lot of these fix are just what-if fix.
I'm looking at Bearkit right now, and he's just got this face on. It's just like, bro, do you lift, bro? Come on, man. Come on, you gotta lift some more, man. You gotta get that protein in, because you gotta be a bro, dude. Come on, man. Peer pressure. He looks like such an ass.
He is just the worst. I think he looks good, because I'm weird, but yeah.
That's fine. You can be into that.
Thank you for not kink-shaming me for my likes. There's the canon ships of Alm Celica, and then there's some creepy fanon shit with Jenny that we're not going to get into. I believe her name is pronounced Jenny. It might be... I don't care. We're not getting into that.
Genny,
yeah.
Genoa Salami.
Yeah. I like Leon Valbar as well. It's very good, even though Valbar expresses disinterest in the match. Like, Valbar's just like, nope, I'm a straight guy, even though Leon has this huge crush. Both archers in this game are extremely gay.
So it's part of their training.
You can't shoot a bow unless you're gay in Fire Emblem Outlaws.
Jenny looks so innocent.
Yeah. Her ending, she hooks up with somebody and has kids, but like a great warrior from the war. And people think that that might be Saber. I said we weren't going to talk about it, but I just talked about it. Just, ugh.
I'm not going to erase it. This history has been made. But go right ahead.
You pulled it out of me. That's it. That's all I'm going to say is that some people think that.
Like, I know, absolutely taboo, but there's so much pornography of it. The whole incest thing. Mommy-daughter is by far the most searched. I'm not going to say it's the most popular one, but it's the most searched because people are all like, it's either mommy-daughter or sister-sister. Straight males are just like, oh, that shit's so hot. Watch a girl-on-girl action. Oh my God, they're related. Looking at these two characters, they look like they would be having fun on a trip to Six Flags together. I could see it being worse if other characters were involved as a mommy-daughter thing. I'll leave it at that. I've already incriminated myself enough.
My experience from playing Echoes, because I actually have played Echoes, I have it right here next to me, is that the support conversations between Jenny and Saber don't suggest any kind of infatuation that he has with her at all, and that he's just kind of this like old man giving wisdom to young person kind of role that he plays with her. He's,
quote, wisdom.
Wow. Speaking of mother-daughter, I like Jenny and Sonya as a mother-daughter, but more like actual family, like Sonya adopts Jenny. not like as a sex thing.
Oh, so when you wrote that here, it's not that they're actually related. It's just that more like a protective guardian role.
Yeah.
An enlightened, wizened guardian, not somebody who is of the same.
Yes.
Okay, makes sense to me. You're bringing the fandom side. I'm bringing my vast experience in pornography, not just fan fiction, but my personal experience in pornography into this.
We are a match made in heaven with this.
Oh my gosh, all of the metrics of frigging you porn and tube galore. Good grief. Let's keep going. Give me that malice ship.
No, I want to talk about my rare pair. I'm going to say Saber Jesse. They don't get enough love, and they have a really good interactions with each other where they give each other shit all the time, and they have like this rivalry, and that's one of my things I've already pointed out, is I like a good rivalry between two characters for me to ship it. And then for the malice ship, I'm just going to go with Burkut Ginny, because let's just do it. Yikes, 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 let's move on.
Hey, is it getting hot in here? Because I'm about to throw you into a fire, too.
Yeah. Is it getting hot in here, or is it just the fire that you're in?
Not the smoothest pickup line at all.
Mystery of the Emblem is a game that is a sequel to Shadow Dragon, so to speak. It has a lot of the same characters, got dozens and dozens and dozens of characters. We can't talk about all the characters in Mystery of the Emblem. In fact, I wanted to talk a little bit more about Matilda and Echoes. She's my favorite character, and she has a terrible ending. If you keep her husband alive, so you should kill her husband. Anyway, back to Mystery of the Emblem, the biggest cast, I think, of any Fire Emblem game.
So how is it that people are able to narrow down their favorites in a cast that large?
It's usually people with the best supports, or are the strongest, that get to become fan favorites. So Mystery of the Emblem is the first game where you get to make your own personal avatar in the game.
Mm-hmm.
They are called the My Unit / Chris character. The default name is Chris. Chris is just very loyal to Marth, just like everybody else is in the game, and that's their entire characterization, is they want to be a good servant to Marth. Since this game has pretty much the same characters as Shadow Dragon, the ships are the exact same, with Marth and Seda being the top, and Minerva Pala being the second top, and we've already talked about those. The one I want to point out is George / Chris, My Unit. With 8 fix, it's the next highest popular one. George is really hot and very strong, so I can see why folks want to pair their avatar with him. I don't know what kind of malice ship we can put in this. I'm going to go with Cecile and Luke, because I hate Luke and I like Cecile. And I'm going to ship Althina and Agma as our rare pair. Althina comes from a distant continent, and she has like a W's become V's accent. She's really cool, and Agma is just this cool mercenary guy that I like a lot. Y'all can hang out together, and that's right, I shipped something straight. It happens sometimes. I'm ashamed of myself.
I want to know what you've done with my friend Jenner, because I cannot believe it.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I have straight ships. It's very rare, but sometimes it happens.
I will mark it on my calendar and make sure to bake a cake.
So Thracia 776 is considered by most fans of Fire Emblem to be one of the worst Fire Emblems ever made. It's ball-bustingly hard, and there's like next to no characterization in the game. It's a side story to Genealogy of the Holy War, and I've played 2 hours of this one, so I don't know much about it, so I just had to check AO3. The biggest ships are Finn and Lachesis. Lachesis? I don't know how you want to pronounce it.
Sounds like an appetizer you'd get at like a French restaurant. Lachesis?
Yeah, Lachesis. She's a murder cleric. She's all about the war. We'll talk about war a little bit later. But yeah, the next most popular ship is actually Reinhardt / Summoner Eklat Kirin. Here's the thing about that ship. That's not even in Thracia. That's how unpopular this game is.
Jeez.
Reinhardt is really notorious in the mobile game as this really good unit. And this is actually a mobile game ship between Reinhardt and the mobile game player character. That's how unpopular this game is. And then the next most popular ship with 3 hole fix for it is Ishtar and Julius. Again, I don't really have much to say about this one. If I remember correctly, Julius is the son of the villain? Question marks?
You're asking me, and this is a game that you don't remember much about.
I don't remember much about this game. For me, I like Nana a lot, and I think she's cute, and I think she and Olwyn should date, so that's my rare pair.
Okay, so just gonna get the awkward thing out there. I had 3 sets of primary grandparents growing up. My grandma, my grandpa, my Bubby, and my Zadie. and my pop-up and my Nana.
Oh.
So, you are talking about a woman who has been deceased for the last 8 years due to emphysema.
Oh, no.
Pairing her with somebody named Olwen.
No, this character's name is Nana. I'm not talking about your Nana, but yes.
I am aware. I just think it's funny. I want Fire Emblem to stop being so ageist and put old people in there and have you be able to pair yourself with these people who are geriatric, please.
I don't know if you can pair anybody romantically with a geriatric character, but there are some old characters in the game, like Reese.
Oh.
Reese is an old healer character. I forget which game he's in. I think it's Sacred Stones, but I'm not sure. Please, guys, don't cancel me for not knowing Fire Emblem by heart. Anyway, the Malice ship is going to be Almada and Julius because there's this plot in the game about children getting kidnapped and having experiments performed on them, and Julius is all about that, and Almada is not. No gay ships in Genealogy or Thracia because it's a side story to Genealogy. Ugh, I decided to ship Nana and Olwen because I think they're cute together. I don't know enough about this game to know if they have any supports or anything like that. Don't at me. Well, actually, do at me.
Do at. Absolutely do at.
Genealogy is the next game in the series, and Genealogy has no gays allowed, and also next to no characterization whatsoever for any of the characters.
Oh, that's frustrating.
And this game just sucks. Some people rate it really, really high. I didn't play all that far into it. I would say I'm sorry, but whatever. I'm not. I'm not sorry at all. Again, Finn Lachesis as the primary ship with 27 fix for it. And again, Lachesis is a murder cleric. She's really good. Deirdre Sigrid for the next ship. That's extremely canon. They get together canonically. It's impossible for them to not get together. They have children, and that's who Selif is. Sigurd and Deirdre's kid. And Aelis is his shipmate, I guess, in this ship. Their names match. I don't know a lot about Genealogy because I didn't play that far into it, but I'm going to go with Arden and Aera as the Malice ship because that ought to piss some folks off. It's like anti-eugenics. This is the eugenics game, by the way, where you match everybody and there's incest in it for the holy blood. And oh, by the way, shipping Eldigan and Lachesis, even ironically, is infuriating. This Genealogy stands like my friend Loka will destroy me if I do it, so I'm not gonna. I just wanted to put that out there. It's really hard to find a non-straight rare pair because this game is all about eugenics, but my personal rare pair is Quan Fin. They have this really close bond, so I'm gonna ship it. I also really like Meter. He's a really terrible unit, apparently. I tried using him in the game, and he died a lot, so I can confirm that. But I don't think he really jives with any dudes. He's just got this huge boner for Edaine.
I think that if this were any other series, we'd probably go a little bit more in-depth about these characters, but with the vast universe of characters from Fire Emblem, it's just, if you hear about these characters and don't know about them, just go do a little research on your own. Otherwise, we might be here for like 8 hours.
Finn is, like, again, a lot of the lords in this game are just earnest boy doing his best. Sigurd is just lordly noble dude. Selif is also, like, I want to make dad proud guy. That's it. They're all kind of based on that. A Binding Blade. This is a prequel to Blazing Sword.
I also want to shout out the artwork in this series in general, especially for the Super Nintendo and Game Boy era. The artwork is really good.
The sprite work is really great. If y'all have some time on your hands when you're done listening to this episode,
and we haven't turned you away from the series,
if we haven't turned you away from the series with our hot takes, you should check out the crit montages from Sacred Stones, because the crits are just ridiculous and the crit animations are really fun and the sprite work in these games are really, really good. Again, no real gay ships in Binding Blade, and all the characters are pretty much just good characters. There's nobody here that's utterly reprehensible who I hate and want to die. Binding Blade features my wife Echidna. I love Echidna. She's really good.
I'm really trying hard not to make a Knuckles joke. I'm looking at Echidna right now, and she's reminding me a little bit more of... Have you ever played Final Fantasy Tactics?
I have.
Okay, so she's reminding me a bit of Agrius.
Yeah, she's really cool.
the hotness in terms of like the honor and nobility and the not dressing, this isn't a battle, but somehow my cleavage is the only part of my dress that has armor or something.
Exactly. That's why it's called a breastplate, Steve-O.
God. But I'm looking at the primary big one right now before you go too in-depth on it. And they look very similar to the first pairing, the Marth one.
Yeah. Roy and Lilina are also childhood friends, and they're the children of the lords of Hector and Eliwood. I almost forgot his name. I would have been canceled immediately. They grew up together very close. In Binding Blade, Hector is dead, and Eliwood has terrible anime sickness. I'm not sure why Eliwood is listed in this as a fic to match, but it's in here. Ninian is a really sweet, endearing young lady who has strong opinions about nature and motherhood. So she's cool. She's dead in this game. In general, these archetypes, like the lords, are always like these earnest, you know, well-meaning people with grand ideals. And every other character is just really loyal and fond of the Lord almost always. So that's kind of how it is. We've got, like, there's usually, like, the Lancer character who doesn't really like the Lord right now all that much, like Merrick is, but yeah.
And before I forget, I only have, like, a few select waifus that, like, transcend the barrier of I'm not a big anime fan or I'm not a big enough video game fan, where these characters mean a lot to me. Agrius Oaks is definitely one of them, so any comparison that I make throughout the duration of this series of shows, if I talk about Agrius, if I talk about Hikage from Senran Kagura, like, these are characters that genuinely to me are awesome. Sorry, I want to make sure, you know, we talk about headcanons being shit, that's where, you know, that's my stop.
That's his headcanon. That is shit.
There we are. You could tell me why that's shit.
No. Agrius is a really great character, and I like her a lot. Final Fantasy Tactics is one of my favorite Final Fantasy games.
Because it's the most, like, friggin' Fire Emblem.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm looking forward to our Final Fantasy episode because you'll get to have your own opinions instead of having to listen to me. We'll get to do our own research.
And I'm sure there'll be episodes where I have opinions and I'll be taking the lead and you're going to be the one that doesn't have it. Like, if we start talking about friggin' Harvey Birdman Attorney at Law or The Brack Show or Space Ghost or any of these weird Adult Swim cartoons, we talk about friggin' Dexter's Lab.
Oh boy. Dexter's Lab is good. And then we actually have a gay ship.
Oh, boy.
In the top three of Binding Blade with Elfin and Percival. It's a gay ship. It's been really long since we've seen one of these going down this list.
I forgot what gay was like.
It's been a while. For my rare pair, I'm going to pick Larum and Echidna, but only because he tells her everybody loves her and I'm everyone.
I'm sure you're not alone in the fandom with that.
Yeah.
Maybe you are. I don't know.
I should talk a little bit about archetypes really quick. So this game series has some archetypes that I reference. The Camus, also known as the Camus, but I don't like pronouncing it Camus. I like pronouncing it Camus because that's the way it's supposed to be pronounced, which is a character that is so loyal to the evil empire because they are a good soldier that they won't ever be recruited into your team. And then there are the two knights, the Red Knight and the Green Knight, the Cain and Abel. They are usually, like, the one has, like, a fiery temperament and the other one is, like, a big doofus and they fight crime together and they're usually shipped. So, the malice ship for this baby is, oh, God, I don't fucking know. Nobody's really terrible in this game, so we're gonna ship Bors and Gwendolyn and go. Blazing Sword, it was my first Fire Emblem. It's also the first Fire Emblem that was released in the States. Finally, there's some gay stuff in this one. Florina and Lynn get an A rank paired ending, but it's like, oh, but they don't actually stay together forever because they're just friends.
Hold your horses. I'm going to the next game. I'm going to look at these characters. Let me get there. Characters in Blazing Blade. All right. Everybody's looking to the right, sometimes at the camera. So it's basically the stuff that I was already looking at. Okay.
Yeah, all these characters look a lot alike. They only start to get really, really distinct once you get into the GameCube game. They're distinct enough. Anyway, the ships for this one are Eliwood and Ninian. And again, this is the game that goes before Binding Blade. So Eliwood and Ninian are actually alive in this one. And they're a pretty good ship. They have some really good supports with each other. And they actually really care about each other. And Elliwood is just a dork. He's just like a big goofus. Elliwood is the most powerful dad in all of Fire Emblem. Hector is a bigger goof than Elliwood. Like, where Elliwood is earnest and, like, foolish and clumsy, Hector is, like, brutish and dense. There's one point in the game where he's like, who are you? I demand to know who you are. And then he's like, never mind, I don't need to know the name of a corpse. And then he kills the guy. He's really badass. So 65 fix for Elliwood Ninian, 61 for Elliwood Hector. It's a really popular ship. I'm glad to see some MLM cropping back up again. Oh no, a sneeze.
Gesundheit.
Florina Lindis is my personal ship. I like them a lot. Woo for the WLW showing up on AO3. Thank you for supporting Florina Lindis. They should just have a gay paired ending. It shouldn't be a big deal. Why be like this?
I feel like you should be sending these letters directly to Nintendo at this point.
I'm going to write Nintendo a strongly worded letter. For me, my rare pair is Lucius and Raven. They actually have a paired ending and this ship needs more love. So please write some more fix for Lucius and Raven. Get it up there. Get 69 fixed for Lucius and Raven by the end of this month. And I will, I don't know, stop playing Fire Emblem Three Houses and do something else with my life.
Oh, Lucius and Raven looks really cute.
They are very cute. Thank you for getting on the ship with me.
Trying to get these as quickly as possible. They do look adorable, though Raven looks kind of like somebody stuck the cork in his butthole and he's kind of constipated.
Yeah, he's a very gruff guy who doesn't care about feelings.
Yeah, but Lucius just looks like, you've had a bad day, I made you a grilled cheese, I hope you're happy, honey.
He is. He's a good guy. I like them a lot. Their dynamic is really good because Lucius brings the humanity out of Raven.
I know we're going to get to it, but you mentioned how you don't like my pairing for Noe with Henry.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at some of these characters like Nino and Ninian, and I'm just like, okay. questionable.
These child characters have been in the game for a very long time, and Nino is like 12.
So the developers of these games took the phrase, if there's grass on the field, play ball, a little too literally.
No. Well, yes, but no.
Yes, but no.
I'm saying no to it. So the malice ship for this one is Sarah Matthew, because everybody hates Sarah. She's a huge spoiled brat. I hate Sarah. I mean, everybody hates Sarah. If you like Sarah, you're wrong. Your headcanon is shit.
Oh my god. She looks like, what's her face? I think it's Ashley from Honey Pop, who is the total bitch character.
Sarah is a total bitch.
Like, the narrator in Honey Pop refers to this character as, oh, she's a feisty bitch, basically. That's definitely malice.
Yeah, this, I think this aesthetic, like the twin hair ponytails, is like a aesthetic for like spoiled rich girls in anime. If you have this haircut, there's a high chance that you're a spoiled rich girl.
They took it to the logical extreme with friggin' Maribel then, because she's got 97 of those in her hair.
Yep. Oof, Maribel. We'll get to her.
Maribel is very oof.
So, Sacred Stones. Sacred Stones is one of my favorites. I like Sacred Stones a lot. I want to take a moment to talk about Restoration Queen. It's a mod that was released for Sacred Stones, and it's my preferred way of playing Sacred Stones. It just adds gay endings to everything. It just makes everything gay. Super gay. Sacred Stones, a frame, is again the earnest, war-loving dude. And Lion is a studious nerd who gets corrupted to the forces of evil. There's 70 fix for these two. They're childhood friends as well. They went very different paths. So take a look at them.
There's a lot to look through here. What color hair does Leon have?
He's got purple hair and he's got a tiara on.
Ah, I see him. Oh, okay. All right. He's a pretty boy.
Yes, he's a Bishonuan.
I don't know what that means.
It means he's a pretty boy.
Oh, okay. I'm only part weeb. I think I was like quarter weeb on my dad's side. Somewhere along the family lineage.
He thinks he's great after he gets taken by the darkness, but up until he's taken by the darkness, he's a very shy, cloistered, sheltered young boy. And in this game, you actually play as two separate lords, much like Echoes. So, but you have to play through the game two times to get the different routes. So you play as a Frame's route, and then you play as Erica's route, or you play as Erica's route, and then you play as a Frame's route.
That is the worst spelling of Erica I've ever seen.
Yeah.
E-I-R-I-K-A.
Erica. Blazing Sword had the same kind of thing going on in it, where you played through Elliewood, Florian, Lindis's, and Hector's mode, and Hector's mode was the hard mode. So Frame Lion has 70 fixed for it, and it's a good ship. Childhood friends who just went different paths. Erica Larachel is a really good ship. It's very popular. It's also got 70 fixed for it.
They just look like two magical girls that fell in love mid-transformation.
They are, in fact, two magical girls who fall in love mid-transformation. You nailed it.
Yes!
Larachel is just this really boisterous, commanding kind of character who knows what's best. And Erica is, she's Utna, basically. She's Utna from Revolutionary Girl Utna.
What's an Utna?
Revolutionary Girl Utna is one of my favorite animes. I might bully you into watching it one day. It's online for free if you want to take a look at it.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Erica is just this really trusting, kind of naive, but good-hearted young lady who just needs a bossy top in her life. Yeah. And then Innie's in a Frame. Yeah, sure, I could see that. It's got 49 fix for it. Innie's is the guy with the bowl cut.
Oh, I need to find him.
Blonde, mean eyes.
Okay, I was looking at Glenn, and then there's Amelia. Oh, I... Not Cormag, but Cormag is giving me the stink eye. Please keep going.
So there's a lot of MLM in Fire Emblem, but they're all good matches. These characters are really good. I like Sacred Stones a lot. My rare pair for this one is going to be Nimi, Amelia, because their support is really cute. Amelia is like an Est. That's an archetype in the game that has accelerated growths, but is kind of a weak unit getting started. And Neme is an archer, and I hope I'm pronouncing her name right.
How come nobody's paired somebody with Dara? Just sitting there, looking all old nun-ish, I think. Come on, give a little love.
She's a sweet lady. Old people still fuck. Just so you know, your parents probably still fuck.
Yeah, private dryness is an issue that affects a lot of people who've gone through menopause, so please be considerate and apply liberal lube.
Exactly.
How the hell did that roll off my tongue?
You did it.
I did it.
Date a grandmother today, young people.
1-800-DATE-A-GRANNY. Oh, great. Now I've gotten myself on another government list. All right, so their support is cute.
Yeah.
Is that the extent to why the rare pair...
Yeah, they just get along really well, and since she's an archer, she can hide behind Amelia and take pot shots while Amelia clogs the way so nobody can get to her, so they have like this protector kind of dynamic in battle. So it's really easy to get their support up, and they're really supportive and cute together, and so I ship it. I don't know how rare this ship is, I didn't really look, but I like them together. The male ship for this one is Rennick Colm. Because Rennick is just bad. He's like, all he cares about is money.
Money.
When I played this game, I accidentally lost him. And I was just like, oh, well, I didn't even reset. That's I was just like, okay. Just kept going. Finally, Path of Radiance. It's my favorite game in the series.
Okay. And why is that?
Ike is the best lord. He's very assertive and anti-racism. And he hates the nobility. And he's not really a lord. He's just like a guy. He's the first quote-unquote commoner lord in the series.
Whoa, careful there, Karl Marx. You're bordering on communism.
He hates the nobility, and he just doesn't want to deal with noble problems, and he just wants to make his dad proud, be a good boy. But he's very kind-hearted, and the biggest ship between them with 341 fix is Ike and Soren. I ship this. I love Ike and Soren.
Oh my gosh, that is the Hot Topic pair if I've ever seen it. Wow.
They're so good. Ike and Soren have an A ranking together that they can get where they get special dialogue options with each other and you can learn Soren's backstory through it. So there's actually a lot of good reason to A rank Ike with Soren. It's like how you learn more about Soren, and Ike is like one of the only two people that Soren will even gain support with. Because Soren just is this really standoffish, prickly gay mage.
Yeah, but he looks like he also is very delicate when sucking your dick.
Yes, he's very considerate.
Like, it's an expensive ice cream that he's just bought. He's licking it sensually, getting every bit of flavor out of it. And then when it's time to get down to the cone, he's just like, you know what? This has been a wonderful experience. Let's just get it done. Whole thing down the throat.
Yes, that is exactly what he looks like. Oh my God, you're talking so raunchily about my favorite ship.
Yeah, don't let it get you too hot. I will charge per minute at some point for this.
I'm fanning myself over here and giving me the vapors.
If you want to send something other than hate mail, just send your erotic fanfic requests and I will read it out sensually to you for a certain dollar amount per word.
To support us on Patreon.
Well, there you go. Pay me to read your smut.
Exactly.
No, actually, don't do that. I think I'd have to report that on my revenue stream and my tax returns would be very interesting.
Oof. So I ship Ike Sorin because Ike is one of the only people who can bring the humanity out of Sorin and make him stop being such a dick. Because he is. He's a huge racist dick for a very long time. And then Ike kind of says, hey, stop it. And Sorin's like, fine. So I like their rash young man and prickly asshole mage dynamic a lot. And I love the relationship growth between these two characters.
I'm wondering why Lulu from Final Fantasy X stole Sorin's outfit and then added a bunch of belts to it.
Exactly. Sorin did it first. Who wore it better?
I mean, I know a couple of people who are absolutely tit men and tit women and will say that Lulu wears it better because of those gargantuan, non-realistic jiggle physics in Final Fantasy X. But I'm going to say it's a draw.
There you go, Sorin. You're winning hearts and minds.
Just stop being a racist dickbag.
Please stop being racist dick, Sorin. It really makes people dislike you early in the game. He's really hostile and really standoffish and just such a dick in the early chapters. And he never really warms up until the very, very end of the game. He just kind of is such a dick. But I still love him. I'm sorry. I love my gay son.
So you got hot and bothered from having me read about him and then you gave birth to him.
He's mine.
That's weird. That's weird. But okay.
One of the great things about Path of Radiance is the supports are built out over the course of the game. So they're timed to battles, which means that you don't get out of sync supports and they'll reference things that happen in the game and the supports. So if you just fight a battle where the forest is on fire, and then the next support conversations will reference the fact that you fought in a battle where the forest was on fire. It's really cool.
All right, I'm noticing that the next pairing you're about to talk about has a bunch of frickin' wings.
Yes, so this game has furries in it, which is probably why it's my favorite, because I'm a furry.
I'll see you at Midwest Fur Fest.
I wish I could go. It's so far away.
Val wanted to go too, because she's working on a fursuit, but, you know, thanks to her back being absolute graham crackers, she can't finish it and go, you know?
I hope she gets better with it.
Oh, yeah, the first procedure's on September 24th.
Oh, good.
It's going to provide a good amount of relief, and with every follow-up procedure up until the one where they say it's done, it's just going to get better and better and better. So, hopefully, New Year's resolution for 2020 is she's going to finish her fursuit, and we're going to go to a furry convention, and I will have to submit for a fanfiction panel, and you should totally submit for a I will criticize your heartfelt furry canons for an hour.
If you actually go next year, I would love to come with you.
Oh, yeah.
We'll make a date out of it, maybe road trip together or something. I'll talk about it with my spouse.
Oh, absolutely. I love road tripping. Yeah, it'd be great.
So Race and Tarbarn with 48 Fix, these two have a very close bond. The story in Path of Radiance is that the Heron clan, which is the clan that Raisin is from, was slaughtered down to just like a handful of members of the Heron clan, and their forest was burned to the ground. It was so traumatizing for them that the elder of the clan fell into like a coma, and Tybarn has taken the remaining Herons that are still alive under his care. Because of that, Tybarn has practically raised Raisin, and the hawks are very like warlike and combative, whereas the herons are supposed to be all soft and delicate. Raisin is not soft and delicate. He is a fighty, bitey boy. It's because of Tybarn's influence on them. But it's not like a father-son bond. It's more like, and it's not even a sibling bond. This is definitely like a boyfriend looking out for his other boyfriend kind of bond. Two close friends, just two dudes flying in the air. 5 feet apart.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm looking at these characters because, you know, I'm trying to stay ahead of the game here. Who is Ranulf and why does he not know what the purpose of a hat is?
Ranulf is a cat boy. Ranulf is another character that's often shipped with Ike. I often put Ike and Ranulf and Sorin into a polyanimous three pair. very good ship.
So I bring up the Ranulf thing, like I could see the cat ears, but he's wearing a hat and the top is open.
Yeah, so his ears can get out.
But it's not covering his hair. All it's doing, it's like...
It's fine.
It's not supposed to be like, oh, it's winter. It's supposed to keep your ears from getting cold because A, his cat ears are above it, and B, he's wearing a freaking tank top.
You know, the Lagoose, which is what they're called, they don't know how clothes work. They just wear it so it doesn't freak out the humans.
Okay, all right. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, we're good. That's all I needed to know.
He's a cat boy. He's really good. I like Ranulf a lot. He's a brilliant strategist.
With that hat of his, I can see he knows how to strategize.
I ship it. Heather Nefany, here's another WLW. Heather is the only canon lesbian in all of Fire Emblem. She actually comes out and says it in the Japanese that she does not like men. She's not interested in men. 100% gay.
All right.
This is a great WLW ship because Nefany is like a farm girl who's like pure-hearted and means well and fights hard. And Heather is like just a top lesbian who's out here causing trouble. It's good. I also like Lucia and Alencia. They're quote-unquote like sisters, the same way that Sailor Uranus and Sailor Neptune are like cousins.
That still kind of gets to me a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
I would never fuck my cousins. I would never kiss my cousin on the mouth. I would never go through an erotic transformation sequence with my cousin.
Putting me on the spot, it's hard for me to actually say whether or not I would ever find any of my cousins attractive, either sexually or not sexually. Okay, you know what? This is getting into weird territory. Let's keep moving.
All right. So I also like Jill and Mist and Jill and Leth. I don't know how it's pronounced.
It's pronounced Leth. Excuse me.
Leth.
Well, that's how we've always called it on Friday Night Fanfiction, because Leth is one of the most notorious characters in a pair of very infamous Pokemon fanfictions by a wonderful author named Megadeth425. This is Celestion Daycare's Secrets and Celestion Daycare's Excellent Adventures. And Leth is the battered past used as a fighting Pokemon punching bag Abzol that ends up getting rescued by the main character and is the start of his actual, like, heartfelt harem.
Aw, that's cute.
We always call her Leva because that name is kind of dumb.
Yes. So my rare pair for this series is Zyhark and Marum. They have a really cute A rank together where Marum gives Zyhark a flower. It's really cute and you should read their supports. I'll talk about where to find this fandom, but you can actually read their supports and you can see how good they are. This pairing needs more love. I don't think there's a single fic for them on AO3. I should fix that.
I found Zyhark. I haven't found... Oh, now I found Marum. You've got Legolas getting it on with a side character from One Piece.
I guess so, yes.
Oh, they look okay.
Yeah, they're cute together.
Is Marum another furry?
Yeah, Marum is a cat boy. He's a tiger.
Okay. All right, well, I'll brace myself. You say this is your favorite game. It's going to be moved up to outside of the four digits in terms of my two playlist.
I love this game. It's kind of hard, so if you want, I can give you some guides to it. But yeah, you should give this game a shot.
I'll use Game Shark. It's fine.
Do that. There were 8 fics for Micaiah/Black Knight. What the heck? All 8 of you should be ashamed of yourselves. Your headcanon is shit. The Black Knight is a evil character. He is a bad guy in the first game. Oh, we should talk about where Micaiah comes from. I'll talk about that in just a second. But the Black Knight kills Ike's dad, and he's the main general. He's like this invincible general from the Dane army, who are the bad guys of this game. He's like invincible, and you have to kill him. He just does a bunch of atrocities and war crimes, and he's just a bad dude all along. All around. It turns out, spoilers for Fire Emblem Path of Radiance, and maybe you shouldn't be spoiled on this, but he's actually a Branded. Branded is somebody who is the son of a Lagoose and a Bjork, or a human and a furry. And they are born with a brand, and they are scorned by society from it, but they have special powers. So, yeah, it's just kind of weird.
And I just looked up Micaiah, who's super duper freaking innocent looking at the freaking dove. Or bird, whatever the bird is.
Yep, the bird is actually an avatar of God, I think.
All right, so even if I did know the game series, the first thing I would think of is, all right, so God's banging a fucking pinball machine, because when you say Black Knight, I think of Black Knight 2000, the most badass pinball game ever made.
I think of the mech from MechWarrior. That's where my name, Jenner, comes from.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. I haven't played MechWarrior in so long. When are we going to get some MechWarrior, like, pairings? Which mechs are going to mate with which other mechs?
If you can find somebody who's passionate about the MechWarrior franchise to come in here with us so that we can just listen to them and, like, chime in from time to time, I'll do that. But I don't know if I want to get into Robotech / MechWarrior and Innersphere / Clan Drama. So Micaiah is one of the main characters in Fire Emblem Radiant Dawn, the sequel. She is the Silver Maiden, the Maiden of Dawn. She leads a revolutionary army of Dane to retake her country back from the Big Neon Theocracy because they're being really oppressive. Micaiah / Sothi Soth, I don't know how you would pronounce it, is the main ship for this one. In fact, you can't not get them together. They're automatically A-ranked. And then I can't keep my rare pair together for this one, Radiant Dawn, and Heather and Nefany are still in there. All the big ships for Radiant Dawn appear to be the same ships for Path of Radiance, and I'll take it, so I can't really talk too much about the rare pairs or the Malice ships. My big Malice ship for Radiant Dawn is Oliver / Raphael, or not Raphael, what is his name? The other white heron, I forget his name. Oh no, I'm going to get canceled! I don't like Radiant Dawn all that much because it kind of fucked up everything. Yeah, it is Raphael. Okay, I got it right.
All right, so then after that, you've got the two remakes and then Awakening.
Yes, so we're going to talk about Awakening now. You've actually played Awakening.
Finally, I can say something.
Let's go. Your turn. Go. I'm leaning back.
No, not my turn. No. Oh, you want me to go? All right, so I have not proofread this list at all. I apologize if, in fact, I end up getting canceled because of my opinions on this. And I know for a fact you have very stern opinions about some of my pairings, so this will be great. Crom and my unit. I mean, that is absolutely the canon for Awakening. I guess I'm not going to go too into the plot of this, because if you're listening to this, more likely than not, Awakening is a game that you have played. And, of course, for me, Robin is a she. Always going to be Robin.
Yep.
Never not. And she's adorable, and if I had to pick a waifu from this game, it might be her or Cordelia. I do like Cordelia.
Yeah, Cordelia rules.
Like, for me, my perfect lesbo pairing would be Cordelia and Pan, bridging the divides here.
Hey, you just outed my rare pair. We'll talk about it in a second.
Okay. And Lucina, my unit, yes, of course, because Lucina is pretty friggin' awesome. There's a lot of honor in all of these things. Lucina and Serena. You know, I see what you said here. I lied. This is good. Crom is the younger brother of the, I forget what she's called.
Exalt.
The Exalt. I was going to say Regent, but Exalt is close. Of course, you've got his little sister, Lisa. They're great. Completely pure, except when he gets emotionally upset, and even then he doesn't stray too far down the path. Lucina is the oh gosh, how to explain Lucina? Do you believe in time travel?
It's time real.
Yeah. Do you believe in causality? So Lucina is a future child that comes back in time and then goes back forward in time again. Do you want to try taking a stab at this?
So Fire Emblem Awakening was supposed to be the last Fire Emblem game that was ever made. Fire Emblem wasn't selling too well, it wasn't doing too hot, and Intelligent Systems was ready to just put a can on it and move on to something else. Because of that, they put the best mechanics of all of the games into this game. And because of that, it means they put in the child having mechanics from Genealogy, because that was something that everybody demanded. And because it was the last game, all the Fire Emblem fans got together and we decided that we were just going to buy it for everybody and give it away as gifts. I gave away 2 copies of this game because I'm a big fan of the series, and it was just going to be our goodbye. And you know that image of Big Boss saluting? Like, the Fire Emblem Reddit had, like, Big Boss saluting because we were ready to just give up on the series that we loved, have loved since we were children. But because we went on a huge buying spree of Fire Emblem Awakening, we revived the series, and
and then you got Fates as a result. So
and then we got Fates as a consequence of that. So in the future, Crom dies and the fell dragon Grima is resurrected. Lucina uses the power of the good dragon Naga to travel back in time with the children of your units to save the world in the past so that the future is changed. So that's what goes on. So Lucina travels backwards in time, saves Crom's life, then travels back forward in time, then brings all the children of your units backwards in time to save the world.
It's kind of strange because pairing with Crom, it's like, yeah, he's going to die. Or pairing with Lucina, it's weird because future child. But still, both work out. And then Lucina and Severa. I haven't gotten Severa yet. So just give me a little information on her.
Severa is a prickly kind of character who is upset that her mom died and has a lot of negative feelings about that. And their supports between Lucina and Severa, basically Lucina helping her work through her feelings. It's really good. Unfortunately, they can't S rank together because no gays allowed in Fire Emblem Awakening. But it's still heavily shipped because of their support together.
So before we go on to the rare pair of the Malice ships, actually, I think you'd probably call mine a Malice ship, so we'll save it. Other popular, you mentioned it, the rare pair Cordelia and Pan. So Pan is another beast character. She is a Tegel, so she can transform into this big, angry, like, I want to say like a rabbit.
Yep.
And she is very distrustful of humans in general. At least in my game, I've put Pan with Stahl, who is like super innocent and bright and chipper without the ego knight character. And all he wants to do is good. And they end up bonding over food, which I think is adorable.
Aww.
And then you've got Cordelia, who has constantly had a crush on Crom since like many, 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 many years.
I mean, the Pegasus Knights having huge boners for the Lord is kind of a theme.
Yeah, it's a given. But putting Cordelia and Pan together, I like it. Be a very, very hot and rough 69 session there. I do think Cordelia would be big into pegging, and Pan would probably be down with the dominance part of it. Crom and Gaius. Ooh, tell me why.
Gaius and Crom's interactions.
I'm sorry, Gaius.
I mean, it is Gaius, though. The gay us.
Yes.
Crom and Gaius's interaction is basically Gaius teaching Crom about poor people and how to give a fuck about them.
So wouldn't that be more like Crom and Donnell?
No, the supports between Crom and Donnell are different. Basically, Crom approaches Gaius being like, tell me how the poors are. What up, my dude? And Gaius is like, you know, you should give a damn about these people. You're going to be leading them one day.
Mm-hmm.
Gaius basically becomes Crom's spy master. It's got that spy master liege interaction that I really like. So I ship it. I don't know how rare it is. I'm going to say that it's a pretty rare pair. I'd like to see more Crom Gaius fix out there. My Malice ship for this one is going to be Virion Sully, because I hate Virion and I love Sully. And also Naui with anybody. Naui or Donnell with anyone.
I might have actually paired Virion and Sully in my game. I'm not sure. I think I might have done that.
You're canceled.
No, you can't. You can't cancel me. All of these characters, like, in terms of character appeal, I know that Fire Emblem is filled with them, but Awakening just has so many lovable characters. It's wonderful. The one that you hate that I did is putting Noe, the 800-year-old lolly dragon transform lady, with Henry. Why do you hate this so much?
I mean, Naui looks like a child. That's my big thing. That's all.
Yeah, I know. It's not a good disclaimer to say you've made a character that looks prepubescent and then just say, oh, she's 800 years old. That's not how it works at all. At the same time, that was what the guide recommended to me to maximize my stats and abilities for my children. So I followed the Guide to Awakening Eugenics, which sounds like a really bad publication. I will say there's a couple characters in this that I think don't get enough love. I think Kellum and Muriel would be a wonderful pairing.
Yeah.
Maribel can fuck off in every direction, though.
In general, when you make matches like this, you're doing it for eugenics instead of because the supports are good or because their endings are good.
Yeah.
I actually played through the game one time as a girl, and I liked the endings I got, and then I looked at a guide for eugenics stuff, so I didn't really do much eugenics stuff.
How do you feel about Tharja?
Oh, gosh. So Tharja is a Yandere. That's another anime word. So a Yandere is basically like a dangerous stalker character who doesn't want anybody to be with anybody else. Like, dangerous, gonna kill anybody else who's interested in you. I'm the only one allowed to love you kind of character.
Just the movie Misery. Locking up the author and making sure that he is yours forever kind of thing.
Yep.
The fact that it's been romanticized so much as of late is really disconcerting because it shows not only a complete disinterest in having any kind of activity to go after what you want somebody to come after you and basically keep you for themselves, but stalking is a legitimate problem, especially in this age of internet ease in terms of finding out people's information, online dating, hookup apps. So do you feel similar about Tharja, I guess?
I do. Tharja gets a lot of love in the fandom, but I just see her as very dangerous and kind of not cool. I wish she had a bit more going on for her character than just an admiration obsession with Robin. A lot of people pair Tharja with female Robin because she's one of the few characters who will show a romantic interest in female Robin. I just wish there was more going on with Tharja than just this obsession, because it's not a good look and she's a terrible mother.
Okay, that's all I wanted to get, because I know you talk about Awakening, people are going to mention a lot, and Tharja is normally mentioned there. So if you got hate mail for us as a result,
yeah, send it over to yourhatemailisshit@gmail.com. We'll read it.
All right, now the big one. Fire Emblem Fates.
The only one I played almost all the way through was Birthright, and then I just quit the game, so I don't know anything about Conquest or Revelation. I played like 7, maybe 9 hours into Fates before quitting. I hated this game. I hate the writing. I hate the characters. I went through, because a friend of mine is commentating on an LP of this game right now, I went through Birthright and made the worst pairings possible. And doing so, like, sucked some soul out of my body and just drained me, and I'm a husk of a person now. I mentioned before on the stream that I tried to make a corrected script for this game and make a good game out of this game, and the project destroyed me. So I don't like this game at all. It's the worst game in the series. It was our reward for being so loving and loyal to the Fire Emblem franchise, so it really stings me.
If you could summarize very briefly as to why this game, I would say, like, betrayed you.
So the main character in this game, Corrin/Kamui, is a war criminal. You do so many war crimes in this game, it's not even funny. You kill people who are just trying to talk to you. You burn down villages. You poison water supplies. You're just not a good person at all in this game. And you take people captive and you keep those people captive in your custody throughout the entirety of the game. You're also Dialga, the Pokemon, for reasons.
Oh, Jesus.
And everybody's just fine. Right with it. Like, nobody's like, wow, this sucks. Or rather, the handful of people who are like, wow, this sucks, just get ignored. I don't like it.
I think you're listing here the canon pairs.
The canon pairs are Leo/Takumi. And I hate Takumi. He's one of my least favorite characters in the game. He's like the prickly, bristly guy. And so is Leo. So what is going on with this pairing? They're both prickly, bristly guys. I guess that's the thing that people or kids are into today. It's 655 picks for these two. Takumi's a dick. He doesn't respect anybody. And Leo, from my brief interaction with him, just seemed like standoffish and like one of those I'm not going to care about people. I'm too cool for feelings guys, like an out of the edge kind of character. Then we have Azura/My Unit/Kamui/Corrin. That's got 330 fics. Like I said, Fates is my least favorite, but it's the most popular fic-wise for whatever reason. I believe Azura is actually your cousin. Like your actual real honest-to-goodness cousin. You're the main character's cousin. So
I get it. I'm looking up online to see where, again, double cousins is legally allowed. too many places.
Fates is known for actually having canonically gay option in the game. But if you actually pursue the gay relationship, you don't have a child from it.
Oh, so no butt babies.
No children you can kill somebody from the other side of the map with a thunder spell, but you can't have children with same-sex couples. I mean, gosh. And also, in Fates, they don't explain the children with time travel. Instead, they have like a baby zone where the children are like put in a pocket dimension. So you can have a baby pocket dimension where the children grow and accelerated time, but you can't have children from same-sex couples. I'm upset about it. There are a handful of gay characters that you can romance. There's Niles and there's Rajette, who you can romance as the same sex, but you don't have children from them. And they're all right, I guess. In fact, Niles is like predatory flirt gay.
Ah.
And Corin is a war criminal. Corin Niles has 318 fix for it, so it's the next popular one. So I guess Niles is actually surprisingly popular. It makes sense because he's very flirtatious and straightforward about his interest with you. I don't have a rare pair for this game because I hate it, and I have the worst pair for this game. I did a whole thread on it, which I'm not going to link, but all you need to know is that the absolute worst pairing in this game is probably Jacob and Felicia. So yeah, that's my hate ship for this one. Now, finally, Three Houses. Oh my gosh, I love Three Houses. I'm happy that Awakening sold so well so we could have Three Houses. It's got full voice acting. It's just so good. You should play it. It's like 20 years from now. I love it a lot. All the characters are great. Some of them rubbed me the wrong way for a while, but eventually they kind of grow on you and you start to love your students. The big ships right now are Dimitri Bladed and Byleth, the My Unit character, with 223. Fix for it. Dimitri is a monster. He becomes like this cryptid, but he's done some war crimes.
Again with the war crimes.
Yes. And Byleth is Byleth. I mean, they don't really have much of a personality beyond the one that you inject onto them. But all the kids love Byleth. So yeah, it's revealed that some spoilers, some bad dudes are doing some bad things. And one of the Lord characters is involved in it. And Dimitri goes off on a vengeance quest against that Lord character from the Three Houses. He becomes like this cryptid that everybody's afraid of. And just goes on a murder spree. His bloodlust cannot be satiated. That's Dimitri. That's a hot ship, I guess.
Yeah, not my personal thing.
Yeah. The next is Byleth / Claude. So our friend Joe Zizia voices Claude.
Indeed.
And we are actually friends with the voice actor.
That's why his popularity has shot way the fuck up.
Everybody loves Claude. Claude is a really good character. He's very idealistic and he just wants to break down the barriers in society, make one no borders, super diverse country. He's real good. I'm not exactly sure what his plan for achieving that goal was before everything hit the fan, but I appreciate his goal. Though I wish he wouldn't use war to achieve it. I wish he could try and use diplomacy and, you know, not be so warmongery. Claude should be a gay option, 100%, and I'm upset about it. That's all I'm going to say. Claude is a good boy. Edelgard and Byleth is the next one up there, 139 fix. Edelgard doesn't trust anybody and just wants to revolutionize the world. Yeah, that's a good ship. I don't appreciate people who ship her with male Byleth. She's one of the gay options and you should let her be gay. So Fire Emblem Three Houses, this is going to become a brief review. Blog, kind of, bit. Most Fire Emblem games attempt to sell you on this war sucks, yo, kind of message. But Three Houses genuinely achieves a war as hell message. In every Fire Emblem, you've always got the option of recruiting every other playable character except the occasional Camus type, and sparing them a grisly death, assuming you play well enough. And the fact that you continue to kill people or sit people on the bench only has so much effect on them. The player forges bonds and connections with these characters as they fight in their army, but in Three Houses you can grow semi-attached even to characters outside your chosen house. And the chosen house is the route you play, and you're only guaranteed not to fight against members of your own house, which means in subsequent playthroughs, or even current playthroughs, you'll be killing playable characters that you like, and you can't avoid it. The deaths of their friends at their hands has an effect on the kids as well, and I don't believe there's a route where you can escape killing another student. And every killed student gets a cheerful death scene so you can really feel bad about it. War is hell.
And I think that, wow, we're at almost 2 hours of recording time.
So we should finish this up. So really quick, Petra and Dorothea have a paired ending. You should get it. It's really good. It's really popular. It's canon. Hilda and Marianne have a paired ending. Yeah, do it. Ferdinand and Hubert have a paired ending. Get it. I like Ash Ingrid. That's right. I'm shipping something straight. I'm going to make this my rare pair. And I'm malice shipping Dorothea and Ferdinand von Air because she deserves better. And that's it. Those are my ships. Your headcanon is shit. This is Fire Emblem.
A massive journey through multiple pages that I had to click on in order to see these character images, but it's definitely been a thing. So stay tuned next time. I think we're doing Harry Potter.
Yep, we're doing Harry Potter next. Steve will actually have opinions about Harry Potter.
I will have opinions on it, mostly brought on by reading shit like Harry Potter Becomes a Communist, 30 H's Potter, and, of course, My Immortal.
Thank you so much for staying up with me for 2 hours and doing this with me, Steve-O.
Oh, you're welcome. You're not going to thank the fans for doing the same?
Hey, thank you, fans, for staying with us while I talk about Fire Emblem.